Let's take a good deep breath and let's have some music here. And just relax. Relax. You know, there's a world out there. It's always been out there. That's beyond just thought. That's beyond the routines and the worries of life. There's what they call fantasy, but it's actually reality. I like saying fantasy because it gives you permission to get out of your mind. And maybe to you, fantasy means unicorns and elves, gnomes. That's part of it. They're real. They actually are very, very real. Fantasy can be science fantasy, kind of like science fiction. Science fantasy, when we talk about time, space moving through you, most people would say that's fantasy. That's all just making it up. But it's not. And the thing I love is that you know, intuitively know, that it's real. Fantasy is where you can expand yourself. Not yourself meaning just more human self, but your I am self. You realize how hard it's been for the I am consciousness of you to have been locked in that cage in the zoo for so long. I couldn't tolerate it anymore. I just couldn't. All that gnawing at you, all that irritation, all that impatience and the angst, that was a good thing. That was a good thing, believe it or not. All the health issues and the wealth issues and everything else, because it kept you from immersing deeper into that little smelly cage in the zoo. It was you. It was the I am saying, this isn't right. This isn't right. There's more. It kept you from going into more and more and more lifetimes of limitation, of mass consciousness, of being a caged animal, of being in an inhumane world. In a way, all of that was a blessing. There are others who are so asleep, so content with their cage, but not you. Say, there's more. There's got to be more. And there is. You can't get there by thinking your way there. You can't get there from within. So you finally come to the point of just allowing. Come to the point of fantasy. I can already hear the words, people outside of Schomburg Crimson Circle say, saying, they're saying, oh, look at them. Fantasy. I'm going to make stuff up. No. No. Just coming back to you. Just coming back to you. You see, because in this fantasy, we're not pulling in anything else. We're not bringing in outside forces and sacred crystals and archangels and any of the rest of that. This one's just about you. Coming back to you. You've gone out searching. And what you found was yourself. Gone out in a long search trying to find answers to the meaning of life, answers to creation, answers to the problems. And what you found was yourself. Not the selfish human self. A little human self who thinks it should walk through walls. No. Little human self that thinks it's going to teleport itself to the other side of the world with its body and mind. No. No. Little human self wants to rub its hands and say some magic words and suddenly gold will appear. No. It's just polishing the bars of the zoo and the cage. No. What's out there, what lies beyond, what is in fantasy, which means just more. Not more of the same, but more. What lies out there is not just a cleaned up human, a human that doesn't age, a human that doesn't ever get sick. No, what lies out there is you. Beyond humanness, you'll still be human. That's the and. But what lies out here is where you don't have to think, where you don't have to think anymore. Now, some people would be very frightened of that. But you get out here in fantasy and realize you don't have to think and plan and work so hard and effort and use power. Out here, it just is. There's no battles. There's no fights. There's no puzzles. There's no secrets. There's no complexity of the mind. Out beyond, in this place of fantasy, you realize that there's no doing things right or wrong. There's experience, of course, but there's no doing it right or wrong. Out here, there's no body to worry about, no physical body to worry about. Out here, it is so creative, so brilliantly creative. Whatever comes from your heart, it then comes to be. That's creativity. Consciousness shining upon the screen of Bond. Calling forth all the energies so that you can experience yourself. You're not going to get there by thinking your way, by uncovering any great secrets or mysteries or any of the rest of that. It's just about fantasy. You are going to be challenged with the thoughts, well, am I just making this up? Is this just a diversion or a distraction? Is this really doing anything? Well, it's totally up to you. My job is just to show you that doorway, show you that there is a whole other world, a whole other consciousness, a whole other way of being. And all you have to do is let yourself experience it, fantasy. The human's going to say, well, what does that mean? How do I do it? Shh. Fantasy. I just spend a little time considering what was the best word. What was that doorway? And I felt into all of you. I felt into Shambhu around the world. And it was the, kind of the one common word. The word that makes you smile. A word that, in a way, brings you back to a lot of childhood memories. Oh, some of the great fantasies that you had as a child, and they were real. I guess you could say things are kind of coming full circle. A childhood fantasy, openness. You, as a child, you didn't think through everything. You didn't angst over everything. You just went out and experienced it. It would come kind of back, but in a different way. So we come to a point here. Saying, are you going to be willing to give yourself permission to be in a world of fantasy? Doesn't mean getting rid of the old world. You're still going to have your human stuff. But you give yourself permission. Oh, some of you are thinking so hard right now. Are you going to give yourself permission to also be outside the zoo? Also be in fantasy. So, well, what's that going to do? What's that going to do to my thoughts? And what are others going to think of me? Will it affect my health? Will I get stuck out there? Will I love that fantasy world so much that I don't come back? Will I be delusional? Will I go off the cliff in my little fantasies? My friends, the alternative is just going back to the zoo. Having them close the gate behind you, going to your little cage, putrid little cage. Having them throw some scraps of food at you every day, locking the door. That's the alternative. I don't think any of you are ready for that. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here. Fantasy is allowing. But allowing outside the limits of that limited human. You got so good at this game of living in the zoo, so very good at it. So you're going to be challenged now with going into this fantasy a little bit. Challenge, what to do. You're going to try to do both, not in an and way, but you're going to like fantasize once in a while and then get pulled right back into it. The beautiful thing about Shambhu fantasy, about this doorway, is once you really let yourself experience it, you'll realize how freeing and liberating it is. You realize how the real psychotics are the ones who live in the zoo and never try to escape. That's psychotic. So this would be a great time and place, if you so choose, to give yourself permission to be in fantasy. as well as the regular world, but to also have fantasy beyond. And the beautiful thing about it is you don't have to do anything. It comes to you. Remember what we talked about last month? It comes to you. You don't have to sit there and work at it. It comes to you. So, are you ready? Let's take a good deep breath. Good deep breath. Good deep breath. Oh. I want to give a special thanks to Pete for being here. He says he will be coming back to the Shouts. You don't need to save a seat for him. He'll hover. Very special thanks to him and for the work that he's going to be doing to helping, assisting, kind of being there. One of the greatest challenges is in this whole thing is that gravity, that suction that's created that keeps you in, but yet the desire to get out and then caught in the middle, feeling like you're going crazy. You're not. You're not at all. Absolutely not. So let's take a good deep breath, Shambhra. Feel the energies of the day. Oof. And with that, let's say those last words together. As always, all is well in all of creation. Thank you. Thank you.